This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. The program includes a symphony by a contemporary of Handel, a Vespers service by Mozart, an early church work by Fauré, and two choral works by contemporary composers, one English and the other from New Mexico. It's the Canticum Novum Chorus and Orchestra's Spring Concert, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon at the Cristo Rey Church in Santa Fe. With us this morning is the artistic director of Canticum Novum, Kenneth Knight. Ken, I always get such a kick reading about your programs. They're invariably surprising and enlightening. Where did this program start?
You know, it started like all of my programs. I design a concert program of music that I would like to hear if I were going to go buy a ticket and go to a concert.
That sounds like a good idea.
And, of course, we specialize in what we like to call unjustly neglected masterpieces. So I'm always looking for repertoire that's not done very often for some mysterious reason, but is absolutely beautiful. And every single piece on this program is gorgeous, and except for the Fauré, they're all fairly obscure.
Two composers that Canticum Novum has had great experiences with in the past, William Boyce and Antony Le Fleming. Let's start with them and then work our way, if we can, through the entire program.
Okay. William Boyce was a 18th century English composer. He was English-born and was probably the most best-known and most influential native English composer in the 18th century. Like all the composers in London in that era, he was kind of in Handel's shadow. But his music is every bit as vigorous and creative and original and wonderful as Handel's is. The symphony we're doing, number 5, it's not so much a symphony as it is a dance suite. The three movements are a kind of a promenade, a gavotte, and then a minuet. So it's really a suite rather than a symphony.
And short.
It's total about 8 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Antony Le Fleming.
Antony Le Fleming is a still living English composer. I just love Antony Le Fleming's music, and this is called Cantate Domino, but it's actually in English. It's Psalm 96, which in Latin says, Cantate Domino Canticum Novum, sing unto the Lord a new song. It's just chorus and orchestra.
And he's very much in that English romantic tradition.
He calls himself an unashamedly romantic English composer.
And you're bringing in some guest vocalists for one of the pieces.
Two of the pieces, actually. The Mozart Vespers includes, in addition to the chorus and orchestra, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass soloists, Cecilia Leitner, soprano, Javier Gonzalez, and Michael Hicks, tenor and baritone. They're both teaching at UNM now. And then Deborah Domansky, who is a sensational mezzo-soprano, lives in Santa Fe, has been singing recently at the Met. It's a wonderful quartet. And then Deborah and Javier will sing three excerpts from an opera called La Llorona, a larger three-act opera. It's a spectacular piece of music. The libretto is by Rudolfo Anaya, the award-winning novelist of Bless Me Ultima.
And this is, of course, by Albuquerque composer.
By Albuquerque composer Daniel Stephen Crafts, wonderful composer.
The fifth piece, a very early work by Gabriel Fauré.
This is the one chestnut, you might call it, on our program. It's a piece that's very well known. Choruses love to sing it. Orchestras love to play it. Audiences love to hear it. It's only about 5 minutes long, but it's absolutely gorgeous. And it's unusual for us to do a really, really well-known piece, but it, you know, doesn't hurt us.
Wonderful. Kenneth Knight leads the Canticum Novum Chorus and Orchestra and guest soloists in their 9th annual Spring Concert, Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3 at the Cristo Rey Church in Santa Fe. Go to ticketssantafe.org. For information, go to sfcanticumnovum.com. Ken, thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.